The resident district commissioner Kagadi and the Kikube district are concerned over low turnout of learners that have so far been reported at different learning institutions in the two districts. Caroline Nashemeza, the RDC Kagadi district, says parents need to swiftly assign their older children to their respective schools early enough so that they can catch up with those who have already reported. Nashemeza also advised parents to provide all necessary scholastic materials, including books, pens, uniform, and other requirements to minimize interruptions to learning. She stressed that investing in education is the best gift parents can give their children, describing it as the best for their future. Angalia Godwin, the resident district commissioner Kikube, says they have done enough sensitization on returning children to school through different channels. However, the rate at which parents have returned their children to school is still worrying. Angalia says since most parents are engaged in farming across the district, many of them have still kept their children busy in plantations and preparing opening gardens for the upcoming season, which is already negatively affecting the education of their children. Angalia says it is criminal to keep a government child at home since universal primary education and universal secondary education USE were introduced to support these children keep in school. However, some parents are already defaulting on their mandate of ensuring children go to school in time. He says they have now planned to conduct impromptu visiting trading centers and town across the district and arrest all children not in school and in the end prostitute their parents.